Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through three stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Greater Is Coming by Check Star. We just bless the Lord for that song. Do you feel like your greater is coming today? It is. Dr. Singleton said to from yesterday on to check it out and see what the Lord has given you to have a testimony. We're so grateful and blessed that y'all have came back on the broadcast. We see our speaker on the line with Aaron, his cousin. We see everybody on the line so far. So as we go forth, I'm Sister Ruby Lowry, the co-host for the broadcast. Evangelist Bernard gave me the privilege of introducing Dr. Singleton, and I'm just so overwhelmed. But before we get to our speaker for the 2 days, I'm going to read into your hearing about what this broadcast is about and where we're coming from. Good evening, everyone. We greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministry. We truly appreciate your fellowship and tremendous support. I am your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry. Our founder and host, Evangelist Bernard, is on the line. But like I said, she gave me the honor to introduce Dr. Singleton. Oh, what a joy it is. Our broadcast is A Time of Reflection. Is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundation scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And you can find that out of, I'll read the King James Version, any verse you have, but it's under Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Join us daily, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Central time, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Saturday at 5 a.m. Pacific time, Minister Billy Burns and our husband host, They Overcame. Time to share your powerful testimonies and on join us for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Tune in, expected to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. Our call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Welcome you to email us at New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com or mail us any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to P.O. Box 2702, Stockton, California 92205. Also visit and like our ministry page on Facebook and our website. Our website is www.newdestinyministries.com. Welcome to visit. You are welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministry should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that is airing live as we speak. So we just thank each and every one of you that's on the line today, and we're not going to prolong it because our speaker gave us a job to do. He gave us a lesson. So with no further ado, it's just my honor and privilege to introduce to some and to others that don't know him, Dr. Singleton, Jr. Praise the Lord, Dr. Singleton. You can tell your information about your church and your father and your pastor and everything like that. Praise the Lord. You can pray us in.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We thank the Lord for being a part of this wonderful family of faith. We thank the Lord because one thing about it, we know about the body of Christ, it does not deal with a particular geographical area. It's all about the body of Christ, is those believers that believe in God and that they believe that his word is true and they worship him. The true worshipers worship him, worship God in spirit and truth, for God is a spirit. We'll go ahead and we want everyone to bow their heads, you that are driving, please keep your head up and just have your spirit praying with us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now. We thank you for this wonderful broadcast. We thank a host of saints of God and friends that are far and near listening in, Lord God. We thank the Lord for Minister Aaron Singleton all the way from Lansing coming forth, Lord, to be a part of this wonderful family. And we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful host and co-host of this wonderful ministry, New Destiny Ministry. Father, we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless this ministry, bless it financially, spiritually, bless it to meet all the needs of the people, whether it be spiritual, economically, socially, physically, all the aspects of the total person. Father, we thank you, Lord. We're blessed to be here today. We'll receive a word from the Lord to give them what they need, Lord God, to take them along this journey of life. For, Lord God, you said, in this world we shall have tribulation, but in you we shall have life and peace. So we thank you, Father, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. We're so excited this morning, or this afternoon, rather, doing our two-part series of dealing with I will bless the Lord at all times. And I think it came from a wonderful thing. I thank the Lord for Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, allowing the Lord to use her as an instrument, a tool to be a spokesperson to the nation and the world at this particular dreadful time of our lives, being the coming of the Lord. The Lord coming because the Bible says that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The Bible also made mention, if he does not shorten the days, that no one will be saved. He said, for the elect's sake, that he will shorten the days. The Bible also made mention, he said, as it were in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. He went on also to say that as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And then we find out the Bible said in the last days, some, not all, but some shall depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 5 says, that they had a form of godliness, but denied the power thereof, from such turn away. But look what he said in verse number 7 of that chapter. He said that they'll forever learn, but never able to come into the knowledge of truth. Why, elder, then they will not be able at any time or be impossible for them to come into the knowledge of the truth? Because when you read chapter number 3, 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verses 1 through 5, you'll see there is a menu, there is a plethora, there is an arrangement of array of very different negative things that's working in our body. You know, Paul reminds us, and this is not the subject, but I think I have the need to tell you this. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, which is a Pauline letter, a letter that Paul wrote, he said in the book of Galatians chapter number 5, verse 16 and 17, he said, walk in the Spirit, and you will fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse number 17 says, now the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these two are contrary. They are opposing one to the other, that we're not able to be what we should be or would be. But then he picked it up in verse number 19 of chapter number 5 of Galatians and said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. And you know, the first one is adultery and fornication and so on, 17 plus elements that's in our flesh due to the fall of Adam. And the Bible said that we're children of wrath by nature, in other words, naughty by nature. So therefore, it takes the word of God for us to be able to equip ourselves in these last evil days and to be able to put, but the problem is today we're not giving God true praise. As we said yesterday, we lack an attitude of gratitude. So what we're going to do, we're going to do some recapping a little bit for you that weren't a part of the session yesterday. We're going to go through that briefly, then we're going to continue to the second part of this wonderful dynamic subject. But then we're going to see when the Lord begins to move and he begins to, we're going to see if he moves upon us to have some of you that have been praying, because we said your homework assignment of this seminar was to praise him from yesterday to today. And we want to know if God has done some things in your life. We prayed the prayer. We believe that God moved on your behalf because God seeketh such that we worship him in spirit and in truth. We don't have to go to Jerusalem. We don't have to go into the Mount Zion. He said it's going to come a time, he told the woman of Samaria, he said it's going to come a time that the true worshipers are going to worship the Lord. Not in these hills, not in Jerusalem, but he said we're going to worship him, for God is a spirit. And he seeks such that we worship him in spirit and in truth. But this attitude of gratitude is also a spirit that we need to possess as children and followers and believers in Christ. I want to do a recap a little bit here. Yesterday we did a brief exploration. We explored the regions of the book of Psalms that was entailing some of the important things, such as we talked about the attitude. The attitude, worship is an attitude. Now, when I say that worship is an attitude is a firmly held point of view or the way of regarding something that we manifest or display in certain situations and circumstances in our lives, whether private or public. Let me repeat that. An attitude, when you have an attitude, it is a firmly held point of view or the way of regarding something that we manifest or display or produce in a particular situation or circumstances in our lives, whether it be public or private. So a lot of times your attitude can be dictated directly to me or indirectly, in closed doors or outside closed doors. But it's up to us, whether we be in private or public. God wants his name to be praised. God wants worship. He said, come into my courts. Come into my gates with thanksgiving. Stop allowing the church to dictate your praise. I don't need a praise team. Now, don't get me wrong now. Praise team is in order. Dancers in the church are in order. But God did not sanction them to dance that you get your praise on. You're supposed to come into the house of God with your praise on. You're supposed to come into God with an attitude of gratitude. You're supposed to tell God, not Lord, what can you do for me? What can I do for you? God is looking for willing candidates to say, Lord, I'm going to let you rock my world.
My God.
I'm going to let you take over my body, my mind, my spirit. I'm no longer going to have an attitude of misfortune. I am not going to have an attitude of jealousy. I don't care what the Joneses, the Hatfield, or the McCoys have. I want to change my prayer. I want to change my praise. I want to change my outlook on life. I want to look at life better, because the Bible says, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. The Bible says, your heart, which is the mind in the Bible, your brain. He said, out of the abundance of the heart flow the issues. Out of the abundance of the mouth, out of heart speak. As a man thinketh, so is he. It's what you think is how you're going to do. God said, I want you to choose thee this day who you're going to serve. He said, look, I have laid up. And then, look, just digress for a moment here. Lord, have mercy. He said, I got two things laid out for you to choose. He said, I have blessings and cursings. I have life and death. He said, choose life that your offspring may live. And I'm going to tell you something right now. And I'm experiencing this environment. A lot of the reason why some of us got generational curses, I didn't say demonic-wise, but some of us got generational curses because we didn't praise God in front of our children. We didn't praise God in front of our parents. We didn't praise God in front of our loved ones. When you don't praise God, people look at you maybe as an unbeliever. Some people look at you as not having God, but it's time out. This is your time. Now it's your time to declare who your maker is, who your Lord and Savior is, who is the director and navigator of your life. No, it's not Dr. Seuss. It's not Dr. Phil. It's not even Dr. Ruth. But, oh, it's Dr. Jesus. Look what Jesus said. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, verse 18, he said unto them, the disciples, the 11, that was on the Mount of Olives, he said, hail! All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The Bible went on to say in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 1 and 2, he said, in sundry times, in ancient times, and in diverse manners, in many different types of ways, God spoke to our fathers by the way of the prophets, but having in these last days spoke to us by his Son, Jesus Christ,
yeah.
appointed heir of all things. The Bible went on to say so much. Jesus got so much influence of spiritual leadership. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter number 4, oh, I'm getting excited right now. Oh, Lord. I said in verse number 11, he said he let captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. He gave some apostles. He gave some prophets. He gave some evangelists. He gave some pastors and teachers. Why? They look pretty. They gave money. Alrighty. He said, no, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we in the body of Christ all come into the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of Christ or the Son of God. Let me tell you this, saints of God, I am here for you, and you should be here for me. So some of you need to put back on your clergy role. Some of you need to put back on evangelistic faith and mindset. Some of you need to pull down your dress and say, it's time for me to stop preaching and stop running the track. God is trying to tell you, he's trying to revive you to where you used to be. I used to do it. You can do it now, but you got to praise him. You got to give him glory. You got to go back in your mind. Some of you owe God a praise. I was saying it yesterday. Some of you are in debt with God. God said, I did something for you last year. You haven't went to church yet and praised me. You never went on the street corners. You never told no one about me. But he said, go into the hedges and the highway and let them know what I'm all about. Tell them that my God is able to do the exceedingly abundantly above what we can even ask or think according to the Spirit of God that's within us. He said, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. He said, he works in you both the will and to do of his good pleasure. I'm going to tell you, honey, we cannot stimulate you like God can. Sense cannot entertain you like God can. The Bible says, in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy, and in his right hand there's pleasures forevermore. There's ecstasy in God. There's stimulation in God. There's all kind of goodness and fun and admiration in God. But you got to tap in this God with praise. God said, call on me right now, and I'll answer your prayer. I hear your body right now while we talk. Because my word is spirit and my word is life. He said the whole world is full of the glory. He said amen. He said that the earth is the Lord's.
Yeah.
In the book of now, chapter number 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we that dwell in this earth belong to him. I am not God's gift to men and women. I am not the only thing around. I am not the only praise worshiper around. I am a part of a collective body of individuals who've given God the praise. One can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to the flight. The Bible said if two or three gather in my name, touch it on one thing on this earth, I'll call. Someone need to take your neighbor next to you and touch it and say, we're going to praise God today. It's time to get together to praise the Lord. It's time to praise him in the house. It's time to praise him in your closet. It's time to praise him on your job during break. See, some of you praising God the wrong way. God is not a God of disorder. God will meet you in that restroom on your break. If you're trying to praise him while work's going on, God will not support you. God will not support you when you start the argument trying to say, you ain't saved, you don't know. No, no, you ain't saved, because if I was saved, I can glorify God in any given situation. I can praise him when I'm young. I can praise him when I'm sick. I can praise him when I'm being young. I can praise him being older. I can praise him being a child, being a teenager, being a student, being a husband, being a lover, being a mentor. Whatever I am, I can praise him. He said, whatever state you find yourself in, be therefore content. Contentment is great. Gain. I don't know why God downloaded scriptures to me. I don't know why. Somebody needs to know that you ain't all of that. God is all of that.
Come on.
God in the book of Deuteronomy that my name is jealous. You start calling on Rick too many times, to the Rick. You start praising your children more than you praise me, I'm going to do something. You start praising your lover more than me, God said, I want to come first, and I'll edify and amplify and glorify your partner. God said, stop telling how good your partner is and stop telling people how good your God is. God is. Oh, Lord, heard the song. He's my joy in the time of sorrow. You remember that song back in the day? Hawkinson. Remember, it goes like this. a change. Oh, a change has come over me. She changed my life, and now I'm free. He washed away all my sins, and he made, I'm praising you, y'all, I'm praising him with song, made me whole. You see what I'm saying? He wants to hear from you. He wants to hear your voice. He wants you to sing. Well, I'm hoarse. Praise him in your hoarseness. Praise him if you could have had laryngitis. He said, everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord.
Praise
it's time
Lord.
To break. So what I want to do now, I know that was Holy Ghost interrupted. So we went back over saying that attitude, and we went into that, what it means to privately and publicly bring forth your point of view of what you think things should be as unto the Lord to manifest in whatever given situation. We see that gratitude means being thankful, readiness to return kindness. You know, what gets me today in this society is always this 50-50 thing. You come to halfway, I'll come halfway. You give $50, I give $50. You say one portion, I say one portion. Loose here. If you hold back on yours, I'm going to go ahead and give you all of mine. Because why? It's more from where that came from. Honey, God, he said, a little that a righteous man has, the little that a righteous man has is more than all the wicked. You know, the song says, yeah. Little becomes much when you place it in the master's hands. What you talking about? What God gives for me, well, I'll do anything you do. Because why? When my praises go up, my blessings are on the way. So you have to have gratitude. You have to have being thankful and putting forth, bringing forth a readiness to return kindness. Do it unconditionally. Look what God said. The Bible says, Jesus said this. He said, for my Father is so loving. He said, for God so loved the world. That's St. John 3:16. That he gave his only begotten Son. He gave. We did not merit nothing. We couldn't bring nothing to the table. We couldn't even bring 10% to the table. Not even 1%.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, I tell you what, you don't have to bring nothing to the table. Just bring yourself. He said, for God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He said he did not bring his Son into the world to condemn us. No. He brought his Son into the world that through his Son that we may be saved. That's why we have to praise him. Because when we were without strength, when we were yet in our sins, Christ died for the ungodly. The just for the unjust. The Bible may mention, let me just digress for a moment. Look what the Bible says, what kind of condition we as Gentiles, non-Jews, had. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2, verse 11. He said, remembering in times past that ye were Gentiles in the flesh. He said, ye were called the uncircumcision by that which was called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand. But look at the 5-strike rule for you that have pencil and pad and paper. We had an eternal strike against us. You know, here in the state of California, they have what you have, the 3-strike rule. If you have 3 consecutive felony and arrest, you are due to 20 years to life in prison. But here we had an eternal doom of mindset and condition. First of all, he said at that time, you were first, number one, you were without Christ. Number one, ye were without Christ. Write that down, please. I'm going to say it again. Ye were without Christ. Number two.
You were without Christ.
Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. You wasn't belonging to the Jew. You wasn't associated with the Jew. You wasn't related to the Jew. You were not Jewish. You were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Number three. You were strangers from the covenant of the promise. God told Abram in chapter number 12 of the book of Genesis. He said, Abram, leave your father's house and your kindred and go to a land where I will show thee. He said, I'll make your name great. and you'll be the father of many nations. He went on to say that I'll bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. But look what he said.
Yeah.
He said that through you, Abram, all the families of the world will be blessed. That was a covenant to Abraham and the Jews. It wasn't a covenant for you. But look at the mercies of God. Somebody needs to praise him right now. So therefore, number three, we were strangers of the covenant of promise. Number four, we was without hope. And number five, we was without God in the world. He said, at that time, we that were afar off are brought nigh or close or near by the blood of Jesus. He said, he's our peace and made both Jew and Gentile one and has broken the middle wall of partition between us. No more prejudice. The Jews are no better than me, and I'm no better than the Jews. And Christ in the Spirit is one. The Bible went on to say later on, he said, in Christ there's no Jew nor Gentile, nor bond nor free, no male nor female. Christ, we're all. Somebody ought to give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Because God has elevated us to another level. You need to have an attitude of gratitude, part two. So therefore, we talked about the attitude and the gratitude. Then we went on. In some of your notes, you can go up back in your notes, and we talked about the book of Psalms. It means hymns of praise. It also means hope, hymns of hope, hymns of testimony, also hymns of the deliverance of the Hebrew people. It talked about the creation story. It talked about how God delivered them from their foes. It talked about how God opened the Red Sea for his mercies endure forever. You see where that's coming from. The Psalms is comprised of a plethora or an array or collections of various things that God did for them down through the years. But look what God has done.
My God.
Pass it into the body. We can take these stories and call them our own. My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. My God is an awesome God. What you talking about? Here while we're sitting. Now, I told you songs are hymns and praises and hope and testimonies and deliverance of the Hebrews. But the theme, the essence, the importance of songs is worship. Psalms is the largest book and perhaps the most widely used book in the Bible. There's 150 chapters in the book of Psalms. The Jews referred to Psalms as the book of praises. Hallelujah. The book of praises. But there's other titles that you can associate with in regards to the book of Psalms. You can also say Psalms is songs. Songs, now that's S-O-N-G, which we'll be talking about a little later. Songs of trust. Hymns of devotion. It also represents, and it can be made known as Israel's hymn, books of praises. Best love book in the Old Testament. You can call Psalms that. And you can say that Psalms is 150 poems to be set to music for worship. We see that the book of Psalms covers approximately close to near 1,000 years of written material by various authors such as Moses and David and others. They were collected over a long period of time and became a very important part of the worship of the people of Israel. Some of the Psalms tell the musical leaders and composers how they can set the songs in composing of music and other literary work of songs and praises. We see here that in ancient Israel, the songs were used in several ways. They were used to praise God. The songs were used to express sorrows and grief. The songs were also used as a tool for teaching, doctrine. The Psalms were used to honor Israel's kings and pray for the fairness of their rules. The Bible talks a lot about David and some of the other kings, how they how they pray that the peace will remain in the king's reign. And also talk about Psalms that they begin to display and show the love for Jerusalem, the love for their nation. And it was made known, they showed forth by the way of to celebrate festivals like Pentecost and the Passover and the Feast of the Weeks and all the various feasts that God mandated for Israel to carry out. They used the Book of Psalms to carry out some of the literary work or some of the ceremonial performances. They began to read portions of the Psalms to really give essence and feeling and admiration to their true and living God, Jehovah, or as they would call him, Yahweh. The majority of the Book of Psalms were written during the time of King David, during the time of the 10th century BCE. I may mention that BCE has two meanings. Sometimes you have to read in your history books or scholarly work. BCE means before common era. Before common era. And the next meaning it can mean for the church folk or Christian community, before Christian era. The era I'm talking about is E-R-A, meaning a particular time. So before common era, for you scholars out there that's more into the scholastic portion and not more faith-based, but then the faith-based person or the person that believes as a Christian, you can say before Christian era. Or you can just shortly say B.C., before Christ. All right, so during the 10th century, BCE, or before Christ, or before Common Era, a lot of this composition of Psalms were written by King David himself. Now, I also wanted to enlighten you on some things, because sometimes I hear great men speak very eloquently until they go and start reading the Scripture. I heard one time someone say, I would like for everyone to turn to the 150th division of Psalms. I said, what? What are you talking about? There's not 150 divisions of Psalms or 150 books of Psalms or 150 parts of Psalms. There's only 5 divisions of Psalms or 5 books of Psalms or 5 parts of Psalms. He went on to say that book 1 of Psalms or the first division of Psalms is from chapters number 1 to chapter number 41. Chapter number 1 to 41 is consisting of the first book of Psalms. The second book of Psalms is chapters 42 to 72. I repeat, the second book of Psalms, or the second division of Psalms, is from chapters 42 to 72. Book number 3, division number 3 of Psalms, is from chapters 73 to 89. The fourth book, or fourth division of Psalms, is chapters number 90 to 106. And last but not least, the book of Psalms, the fifth book of Psalms, or the fifth division of Psalms, is from chapters 107 to 150. So if anybody else says, I want you to turn to the 148th division of Psalms, don't get mad at them. They just don't know. And don't try to correct them. Talk to them after church. God is trying to give you the knowledge that you will know how to present yourself when you are among the people of God and the world at large. Amen? We got to give God
all
praise.
Right.
Now, let me just go back into this again. Now, when we talk about the first book or the first division of Psalms from chapters number 1 to 41, we're talking about Psalms of Praise. Psalms of Praise or Psalms of Worship. Chapters number 1 to 41 talks about psalms that worship. Let me just quote to you right quick a small portion of Psalms chapter number 1, verse 1. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight or her delight is in the law of the Lord. And in their law do they meditate how? Day and night. And they shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth their fruit in their season. It's your time to produce now. He said, your leaf shall not also wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. Well, look what he said here. But the ungodly are not so. He's talking about the book of Psalms, the first book of Psalms, or the first division of Psalms, chapters number 1 to 41, talks about Psalms of worship. All right. Now, it's going to be a good one here. Division number 2 and division number 3, or book 2 and book 3 of Psalms, that's combining chapters number 42 to 89, they talk about psalms of hymns of national interest. In other words, what they did as a nation. Oh, bless, O Israel. Bless the God of our people. See, they're talking about psalms that's talking about their particular national origin or their national interest. That's chapters number 42 to 89, the second and third division of Psalms. Then the book, the fourth book and the fifth book of Psalms, or the fourth and fifth division of Psalms, talks about anthems of praise. You know, the United States anthem is, oh, say, can you see? By the name we have. But see, that's the United States national anthem. But the Israelites had national anthems. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endure forever. See, praise him on the high sounding of it. Let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. See, these psalms have great significance, and we should be able to study and recognize them, that they're to worship God and to give him the praise for his people and for the very essence of God's protection and for his love for us by sending his son. The Bible said he came, Jesus Christ came to his own, and his own received him not, the Jews, the Hebrews, the Israelites. He said, but as many as received him, Gentiles, us, to us, he gave us power to be sons of God. And so therefore, we ought to give God praise. Okay, let me continue. But then we concentrated now on the theme of this seminar, which is Psalm chapter number 34. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his foot, holla, shall continually be in my mouth. Now, when you look at Psalm 34, if you want to look at the theme of that, it's talking, it has a very great significance. It's talking about honoring. It's talking about giving praise. It means here to David's thanks for deliverance, Psalm 34. David's thanks for deliverance. But also, if you want to make it personal for you, the thing would be seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. And you also can say, honor the Lord. So when you look at Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and number should have ended there. I'm going to be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Why? Because I sought the Lord, and he heard me. I'm speaking of seeking God. I'm seeking him with an attitude of gratitude. Now, it's very important that we know this. And when we talk about the book of Psalms, particularly in the book of chapter number 34, we covered chapters on yesterday, what David did. See, David was writing a psalm to David because David was acting a little crazy. Saul, his father-in-law, was after him, and he was on the run. But then this particular psalm is talking about when David changed his demeanor, when he changed his behavior and attitude, he acted as though he was crazy. is behavior. Pretending to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him out, and he went away. But he was thanking the Lord. He said, Lord, even if I'm acting like I'm crazy, he said, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. My praise for him shall continually be in my mouth. In other words, at all times, in all my doings, in all my dwellings, in every situation of my life, in every event that occurs in my life, I'm going to give God the praise.
Mm-hmm.
I will not leave him out. When I'm eating my food, I'm going to praise him. Before I go to bed, I'm going to praise him. Before I get married, engaged, I'm going to praise him. Even before I go to bed with my mate, I'm going to praise him. Because why? He's everything to me. He's my food when I'm hungry. He's my water when I'm thirsty.
Hallelujah.
He's my clothing when I'm naked. He's my shield to my defense. He's my helmet of salvation. He's my sword. Hallelujah. He's my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He's my loins girt about with truth. God is everything. And I'm going to be doing some moaning and groaning because I'm going to tell you something. It's time to give God some songs. Then we see here that in chapter number 34, to seek the Lord or to honor the Lord, or David's thanks for deliverance unto the Lord, we see that he says here, his praise will always be on my lips. Some of you need to start your vocabulary.
My.
Some of you using too much curse words instead of using too many blessed words. Some of you say, stop cursing and start blessing.
Oh, my God.
Stop saying God be and say God will. You hear what I said? God be, I'm not going to say it. But start saying, replace it with God will. Someone get you upset? God will? God will? You ain't going to make it. God will? You ain't nothing. God will? God will. God will. Let me hear you say, God will. He will.
God will.
Take care of you. My God will take care of you if you praise
yes,
him.
Yes, Lord.
So anyway, you got to start changing your vocabulary and start speaking to you. Some of you curse to yourself.
Mm.
I ain't good. I am this and I am that. I'm no good N and I'm no good G and I'm good. Why are you giving yourself alphabets? I'm A, I'm B, I'm D, I'm E, I'm F, I'm G, I'm H, I'm I, I'm J, I'm K, I'm L, I'm M, I'm O, I'm P, I'm Q, I'm R, I'm whole alphabet. What are you? I'm an alphabet.
That's so funny.
Alphabet. He said, you my child. He said, I brought you. And brought you to this marvelous life. He said, I delivered you from the kingdom of darkness, and I translated you into the kingdom of God's dear son. Only thing you should be eating is alphabet soup and alphabet cereal. That's the three things you should be eating. You should be eating your alphabet words because you are doubting yourself. God said, praise me on how good I've been to you. So let me tell you what God told me to tell you today. And we're going to take the remainder of our theme based on this. I want you to turn to chapter number 5, verse 19 to 21 of Ephesians. So I'm going to try to be funny and stop talking to yourself in alphabet. Alphabet that you cursed on is bad. I'm A, I'm E, and so on. You know, you're telling yourself that. And the Bible says, a man thinks it, so is he.
So is he.
Said here in Ephesians chapter number 5, starting at verse 19. He says, speak to yourselves, not cursing out. He said, speak unto yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Doing what? Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The next verse says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of Jesus. Why? submitting yourself one to another in the fear of the Lord. Some of you need to start singing, making up songs. You're writing lyrics for the world. I'm going to sing a song right now. I know it's not spiritual, but when I was coming along, that song affected me in a lyrical way. I didn't smoke it. I was just listening to it. I don't even remember Rick James. Dead or Alive. You know what I mean, Dead or Alive. But look what the song he said. You know the song called Mary Jane? Look what he said, the lyrics. I'm going to sing this tune with it. This is what Rick James said. He said, I'm in love with Mary Jane.
Great.
She's my main thing. She makes me feel all right.
Why
she makes my heart sigh. Look what he went on to say. And when I'm feeling low, she comes to no surprise. Turn me on with her love. Now look what he said here. Take me to paradise. Do you love me, Mary Jane? Yeah.
Whoa, watch out, where are you going back?
You love me, Mary Jane. Don't you play no games. Yeah, 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 yeah. But some of you took that song and smoked your weed.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about, marijuana.
But look what you should change your song and say, I'm in love with Jesus Christ. He makes me feel all right.
Go ahead, Winnie. That's the table
God. He said, whoa, when I'm feeling low, Jesus comes to notify. He turns me on with his love. He takes me to paradise. Do you love my Jesus Christ? Yeah. He said, do you love my Jesus Christ the same? Then you won't play no game. Come on, get on the hand, please.
Ooh, Winnie, now nobody could have thought of that but you.
Paul said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and
God have mercy.
And spiritual songs, singing and making melody, watch this, in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. I remember the Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon, the great preacher named Solomon, King Solomon said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let a man fear God and keep his commandments. He said that's the whole duty of man. So since we established today that we have to sing songs and hymns and make our lyrics, first of all, you say, well, what does a song mean? Good you asked. A song is a short musical composition of words and music. It's a collection of such compositions. Did you hear that? It's a short musical composition. Some of you need to have concerts in your house instead of trying to have a concert in theaters and in the churches. Start building up lyrics to the Lord. You know the song out there says, I really love the Lord. Oh,
hallelujah.
Can you sing it with me? Oh, the Lord.
The Lord. Oh, thank you.
Look what I'm saying in my lyrics. You don't know what he's done for me. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Gave me the victory. I love him. I love him.
He
5:19-21. You can read along with me, shall we? 1, 2, 3, begin. Speaking to yourselves in song and hymn
and hymn
and spiritual song
and spiritual song,
singing and making
melody
in your heart to the Lord.
To the Lord.
Giving thanks always for all things of God and the Father in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the what? He said, the name of the Lord is the strong tower and the righteous running in your faith. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's virtue in the name of Jesus. There's joy in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance, there's healing, there's submission in the name of Jesus. Someone say Jesus. Mm. All right, now, I'm going to go through some verses in the book of Psalms that talks about singing. The Bible said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses.
Every word.
Some of you are deceived because you think you have to be a praise worshiper at church. I, you know what? Some of you think that my salvation is being in the choir. You don't have to be in the choir to give God a song. You don't have to be a praise worshiper, a soloist, or a psalmist. All you've got to do is take the word of God and read it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and sing it. I will bless thee, O Lord. The heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my heart filled with praise. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. How simple is that? You don't have to be saved for so many years. You can start composing music for the Lord.
My God.
You can sing songs to the convalescent home. You can go to the homeless shelters and begin to produce songs for them to sing. You can go into the jailhouse ministry and give people a song of praise for them to sing.
Come on.
Some of those nightclubs after the club is over in the parking lot. sing songs to them and make them become sober after the words of God. God has used you for such a time as this. You can use the songs of wisdom and deliver neighborhoods, deliver families. You can speak words of lyrics into existence. You can prophesy songs. You can have songs of prophecy and deliver your neighborhood. You can cause your neighborhood to be crack free by composing music. Wow! You can, your ministry can be elevated by giving God praise through song and worship. It's time, people of God, to have an attitude of gratitude in producing lyrics unto the Lord. Now look what he says here. Let me go on, because I want you to get a chance. I want to hear from you, the half a part of this service. I want you to come on the phone, and if God has given you a song, or God has given you a testimony through the praise, I want you to come forth a little later and produce a praise. And then I want to let you know some of your deliverance is going to be in your praise. I said your deliverance is going to be in your praise. Hallelujah. Your deliverance is going to be in your praise. There ain't no need to be sitting so long. Just sing a song and praise them. And God said, I'll deliver you right where you are. Okay, anyway. Let's go through a few scriptures, shall we, in song, singing to the Lord. The Bible says in the book that I'm going to read, some of it's not going to be King James. Some of it's going to be from the contemporary English version. But that's okay. Read your King James to be able to equate or get an idea of what he's saying. I want you to write these scriptures down for songs to the Lord.
Okay.
The first one was Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 19 to 21. Well, I'm going to verify in the scriptures how songs are important in worshiping and praising the Lord with an attitude of gratitude. Psalms chapter number 57 and 7 says, my heart is sick. Oh God, my heart is sick. I will sing and give praise. Tell you, if I'm going to sing a song to the Lord, my mind got to be made up. I got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired and give God a praise.
Yeah.
Let me repeat that. Some of you got to be sick and tired to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And start giving it over. I heard the phone say, I gave it over to Jesus. And I stopped worrying about it. I gave it over to the Lord. And he worked it out. Jesus can work it out. If you let him, Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. That habit that I had, I couldn't sing the song. I cried and I cried.
All right.
I turn it over to Jesus. I stopped worrying about it. I turn it over to the Lord. He worked it out.
To the Lord. He worked it out.
All right, okay, that's what we mean. So Psalm chapter number 57, verse 7. I'm having such fun in the Lord.
Yeah.
I hope you're having fun, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Psalm number 61, verse 8 says, so
will
I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vow.
My, that's heavy.
Some of you, oh God, you said, Lord, if you bring me out of this, I'll praise you. Then why have you been cursing instead of blessing? The Lord got you out of prison. The Lord got you out of intensive care. The Lord, you no longer have that diabetic and stroke that you had. Why don't you praise God instead of smoking you need to give God a praise of what he did for you in the past. Some of you owe God a praise. Look what he said. Let me read it again. Psalm chapter number 61, verse 8. He said, so will I sing praise unto thy name forever.
Forever.
That I may daily. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 24/7. 52 weeks out of the year. 7 days a week. 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
That I may daily perform my vow. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. You remember you
said
that?
Won't take it back.
Oh! Lord, if you give me that dollar, I praise you every day. You've been cursed, and everything. God said, reverse the curse and praise me.
Reverse the curse.
Stop saying, Lord, I hate the supervisor. Say, Lord, I thank the supervisor for keeping me on the job. Some of you need to reverse your curse. Look what he said in Psalm chapter number 63, verse 3. He said, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips, ooh, Lord, shall praise
thee.
Wow! He's better to me than I've been to myself. I've been abusing myself. I've been cutting on myself. I've been putting tattoos on myself. And God is not nowhere in that tattoo.
Wow.
You know that woman with the bikini on your tattoo. You need to put a cross on there. You know, the tattoo. You want your tattoo something for God on there. In fact, don't even tattoo. Just give God praise because you know what to do.
Ah, glory!
God said, stop doing it. The Bible said, be not conformed to this world. In other words, so let the
come
world squeeze into the mold. He said, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you'll be able to prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. And look what the Bible said in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse 23. He said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. When I talk about the spirit of your mind, I talk about your attitude and your thoughts. You need an attitude of gratitude. All right, where was I? So he said here in Psalm chapter 63, verse 3, because thy loving kindness, that's God's love towards you now, is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Can you take about 10 seconds right now and give God some crazy praise? Can you do that? 10 seconds. Give 10 seconds of crazy praise wherever you are right now. Praise him right now for crazy praise for 10 seconds. Come on, get crazy for God in 10 seconds. Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you. I felt that. I felt it.
Thank you.
Come on, child. Somebody being delivered right now. I felt it. All right. I tell Moshe, you need to praise God more. Hallelujah. Someone said, you got milk? I'm going to change around. You got God? All right. Psalm chapter number 30, verse 1 says, you, Jehovah, you, O Jehovah, for you have lifted me up and have not allowed my foes or my enemies to rejoice over me. Let me say that again for some of you that's being threatened in your life by gangs and all the enemies and the FBI or whatever. He said, you, O Jehovah, you have lifted me up and have not allowed my foes to rejoice over me. I heard David say, when my foes, even my enemies, came to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And look what the Lord said in the book of Psalms. He said, I prepared a table in the presence of my enemy. He anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall be what? Follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Some of you need to go to the house of the Lord this week, wherever you are. You need to go in the house of the Lord and praise him in his house. Magnify him. He said, my house is called the house of prayer. But some people have made the house of the Lord a den of thieves. All right. The next verse, next chapter, chapter number 7, verse 17 of the book of Psalms, says, I will praise Jehovah according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of Jehovah Most High. God said, I want you to praise me for who I am. Praise the Lord for who you are. Jehovah Jireh, you know, my provider. Call in the name of Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, you know. Praise him for who he is. And in turn, he will bless you. I promise you, he will bless you that call upon his name. The next verse, chapter number 9, chapter number 9 of Psalms, verse number 2. He said, I will be glad and rejoice in you, and I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. God loves. Now, if you want to turn God on, you start praising him. I heard someone say, he turns me on. If you can start calling on God, you'll turn him on. And God will turn on and come out and show out, and he will do a great work in your midst but he needs to know that you have love for him. God loves you when you praise him without restraint, without condition. Sometimes it's just good to cry. It's okay, men, to cry. It's okay, women, to cry. It's okay, son and daughter, to cry. Cry unto the Lord, because he is our maker. He is our go-between. He is our creator. He is able to deliver you from anything, but you have to praise him so he can recognize that you want him to work for you. Psalm chapter number 21, verse 3 says, be exalted, O Jehovah, in your strength we will sing and praise your power. Sometimes God wants you to just stand up and praise him without any, sometimes in a library, you can praise him softly. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for being good to me. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God just want to know, do you have him in your mind? We feel bad when people don't think about us. We think how God feels. The Bible says, what is man that thou art so mindful of? And the Son of Man that thou visited him. He has given us dominion over the works of his fingers. God said, I've given you dominion. It's up to you to work at it. I've given you the job. It's time for you, because I gave you the education. I've given you the property, but I want you to go forth and present yourself. I've given you the position, but it's time for you to present yourself professionally. I've given you the influence, but you got to work on yourself. God said, I've given you everything to equip you for what you need, but you've got to do your job. I'm doing mine. I want you to do your job. I'm giving you the favor of God, but you need the paper also of society. And those two combinations will give you what you need for God. We see here, chapter number 28, verse 7. It says, Jehovah is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and my song, I will praise him. Look what he said in chapter number 30, verse 10 to 12. He says, hear, O Jehovah, and have mercy on me, Jehovah. Be my helper. Sometimes God wants you to tell him what he wants you to do. Be my lover, Lord. Be my helper. Be my guider. Be my go-between. Be my mentor. Be my strength. Be my teacher. Be my companion. Be. Tell the Lord, be what you need to be to me. He said, oh, hear Jehovah, and have mercy on me. Jehovah, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have torn off my sackcloth and have clothed me with gladness, so that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. God said right now, I want you to open your mouth and thank me. Stop being shy when it comes to me. Stop being a wallflower when it comes to me. Stop being a party pooper when it comes to me. Think of me and holler out my name. Say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being good to me. Thank you for shielding my children. Thank you for guarding my house while my husband's away, maybe in prison, maybe at work. Lord, I thank you. God wants you to thank him for what he's done for you already. But put it in a song. Put it in a hymn. Put it in lyrics. Put it in a rap note. Number 33 of Psalms, chapter number 33, verse 2 says, praise Jehovah with lyre. Not the kind of lyre you're talking about. The lyre I'm talking about is harps. That's L-Y-R-E. He said, praise Jehovah with harps or lyres. Sing to him with a harp of 10 strings. See, some of you are good guitar players and bass players. God wants you sometimes to thump a praise for him. God wants you to use your instrument, honey. Take your violin out of the closet and praise him. Take your flute out of the cabinet and praise him. Take your tambourine out of that closet. Blow the dust off and take it to church on Sunday and start praising him with it. Say everything that have breath. Praise him on the side house. You drummers out there, beat a drum to the Lord. Beat a beat to the Lord. Let me digress for a moment. A wonderful brother of mine in the Lord told me something that was very incredible. He's a minister of music at a church, and he wasn't there at the time, but they gave him a testimony. He said the pastor, I'm kind of saying a little bit, it may not be the total story like it started, but I got the essence of what the story meant. He said they was having service, and they had musicians, drum players, organ players, and all that. And he was on the mic as a pastor. He said the Lord moved upon him to have everybody to switch to a different instrument that they weren't familiar with. So the organ player most likely got on an instrument that he didn't know. The pastor got on the drum. Someone took the pastor's mic. And then I think he counted to three, or he just told them to begin to worship. And what he heard was horrible. He heard noises, strange noises, and talking about them, questioning. And he said the Lord began to show him. He said, that's how we are, where we're not praising him with what he's given us. But then he told them to get back on the instrument that they specialize in. And he said, when they begin to get on the instrument that the Lord gave them the gift to play, he said, then the Spirit came in and they began to praise him. What I'm saying here is this. God wants you to praise him the way you know how. Stop trying to praise him like me. Stop trying to praise him like Evangelist Adrian. Stop trying to praise him like T.D. Jakes. Stop trying to preach like Noah Jones. Stop trying to preach like these others. God said, praise him in your unique way. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But make sure when you praise him, you have an attitude of gratitude. Praise him as though it's your last day. Praise him as though it's your last hour. Praise him as though that God, you want God to do something for you. Praise him with a fervent prayer. Praise him with a prayer of intensity. Praise him with a prayer of understanding and skillfulness. Praise the Lord like you praised him when you was in the world. Praise him. Let's continue on. I want to give you some chances to give some remarks here. Hi, I feel the Spirit of God right now. Look here now. In chapter number 40, verse 3 of Psalms, he says, and you gave me a new song. Now, right now, some of you need to ask God to give you a song. Some of you need to pray and ask God to give you a song. I don't know how to sing. Well, write it and let somebody make the lyrics for you, or vice versa. Start creating a praise to the Lord in song. Either write it or sing it or do it both. God said, I want you. He said here, and you gave me a new song, a song of praise to you. Many will see this, and they will honor and trust you, the Lord God. That's Psalm chapter number 40 and 3. Write some songs that people can start seeing, and they'll start honoring God. Look what the Bible says, to digress. The Bible says, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. He said, be an example of the believers in words and deeds and conversation and faith and purity and charity. Be an example. You be the initiator. You be the terminator. You be the creator. You be the head and not the tail. You go first. You go forth for the Lord. If they don't do it, I'll do it. If the Lord give it to me, I'll sing it. I'll play it. I'll preach it. I'll magnify it. I'll glorify it. I will. Look what the Lord says. Look what the Bible says. Let me digress for a moment. The Lord, give me so many scriptures out of this storm crazy. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, he said, the year that King Uzziah died, I also. How did I feel? He was high and lift it up. And the Bible went on to say his train filled the temple.
Mm.
He talked about the angels that were flying around. He said, with twain, they covered their sand, their hand, their face. With twain, they covered their feet. And twain, they had a total of six wings. The Bible said that the post of the door moved at the voice of them that cried. What did the angels say? Holy, 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 the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. But look what happened. Look what the prophet said when he heard it. He said, woe is me, for I am undone. Then he went on to confess. He said, I dwell in the midst of a people.
Hallelujah.
It's not what you know, it's who you know. It's who you're associated with. Some of you need to start getting around praise worshipers and stop getting around gangbangers. So when the gangbangers see you, they'll come in to the Lord for you. You got to change, honey. God has given you an influence. God has given you a gift. God has given you ability. So unique, but you are down on yourself. Stop giving out alphabets on who you are and start praising the Lord for who you are by what he made you. He made you that way. I'm obese. Well, praise him. I'm skinny. Well, praise him. I got an extended nose. Well, praise him. My ears are too long. Well, praise him. I don't have no hair. Well, praise him. I'm too dark. Come on, chocolate. Praise him. I'm this and I'm that and I'm the other. God said, I made you for who you are. And you better start praising me. Because the Bible says he beautifies the meek with salvation. You don't know the very cosmetic of your life.
Oh,
your praise will be your cosmetic. Some of you don't need a facelift. You need a facelift of praise. Some of you need to uplift your praise, and your face will change. Woo, the Lord gave me that. Some of you don't need Botox. You need to put praise in your mouth. Leave the Botox. Stop sticking that in your mouth. It's messing you up. God said, I want you to praise with the fruit of your lips. I'll enlarge your mouth with my praise. Some of you don't look at yourself as praisers. The whole earth is full of his glory. It's time now for you to praise the Lord. Make up a song. Make up lyrics. Make up some melody. And let me tell some of you hip hoppers out there. Some of you that are hip hop, you need to start giving God half of that revenue. You need to start, in other words, not so much the money, give him the money, but some of you need to devote half of your songs to the Lord. And he will increase your business. Some of you need to write songs to the Lord, and he will increase your business. Why? Because people bring money. When people's rejoicing, when people's excited, but see, let me tell you something. This is what the Lord wants me to tell you, though. Don't write the song to make profit for yourself. Write the songs to enhance people's lives, and then people will bless you for being a part of their life. But some of you need to write lyrics unto the Lord, and he will give you inspiration. The Bible says he worketh in you both the will and the do. Some of your business was predicated. You said, I'm a part of Death Row. God gave you the inspiration to sing. He gave you a gift. That gift didn't come from Satan. Oh, Lord, let me tell you, that gift did not come from Satan. Because Lucifer did not originate music, because the Bible says that the tavern was built in Satan or built in Lucifer. That means God created the instrument in Lucifer. So if God created the instrument in Lucifer, Lucifer was only playing what God gave him. Lord, God said, I gave you a voice, and I want you to sing for me sometime. I gave you the lyrics. I want you to stop using it for yourself. Don't be downgrading girls. Praise me for the girls. I made them and found them. Lord, praise him in your song, people.
Hallelujah.
Put God in your business. Put God in your income. Don't give your money to these ministries.
Yes, Lord.
Some of you, give $1 million. What's the new destiny? Lord, give $10,000 to this ministry. God's going to bless you. To her, God's going to give back to you. If you give back to ministry, God's going to give back to you. If you give $1 million, God will give you $10 million. as my cousin, so he'll give you triple for your trouble. Lord! You got to praise God in the song. You got to praise in the lyrics. Give God some of your lyrics, people. I was watching the other day, I was watching on television, I was watching Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta. Oh, my God. The women are gorgeous. The guys are handsome. Oh, my God, they're musically gifted. Oh, my God, they got it going on. They're making money. Well, I noticed a lot of them weren't happy.
Okay.
They have a relationship crisis. They have an internal breakdown. They're having spiritual discombobulation. But what's the lesson to tell Love Hip Hop Atlanta and abroad? God told me to tell Hip Hop, he said, give me the glory and I'll change your life. Praise me more and I'll secure your relationship. Praise me more and I'll give you more abundance. Praise me more and I'll give you more for your trouble. I'll give you peace.
Peace. Thank you, Jesus.
Go beyond our understanding. I can't run around speaking in tongues. No, that don't fit. Because the Bible says then they say, Lord, Lord, they're not gonna make it in. Haven't I not preached in your name? Did I do many marvelous works in your name? He said, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. God said, you sing to me, I'll know you. When you praise me, some of you need to go ahead and go back to the old song. Say, I need the Lord. I need thee. And every hour I need thee. Then when you really get down to it, say, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I got a little happy there. I come to be, and then you really feel good. Say, I, and you just continue to praise him until your deliverance comes, until your relationship comes back together, until your children come back home, until he takes you off the addiction of drugs. God said, I want you to praise me with an attitude of gratitude. And lastly, he says in Psalms chapter number 69, verse 30, he says, I will praise the name of God with a song. Let me repeat that again. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. What do you think? I'm going back to the theme scripture. Speak to yourself in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. David, praise God. The apostles, praise God. The prophets, praise God. Even the earth, the animals, praise God. Oh, my God. The sun and the moon, daily, praise God. The stars twinkle in space, praise God. The birds chirp early in the morning. Even the rooster, he's praising God. The ant, praising God, the spider, the swallow. But man, it's always hard for us to praise God. God said, change your cursing to blessing. Stop calling yourself the ABCs and alphabet. He said, start praising him and thanking him for who he is to you. Start giving him praise. You don't have to be a preacher to sing praises. You don't have to be an evangelist to give God thanks. You don't have to be a big-time apostle. All you got to do is use your voice, use your heart, bring that combination together. Touch God. Touch the throne of God with the voice and the talent that he has given you. God bless you. But look what we're going to do with the second portion here. Mr. Adrian is going to give you a chance to respond with praises. You that have been praising him since yesterday and you that feel a need to praise him. We're going to give you this time to give thanks and praise unto God. But we're going to let the host and co-host orchestrate this segment. Let's receive them by saying amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. My. What a word. Dr. Singleton, can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. We just bless the Lord, I tell you. This has been a glorious two-day seminar, I tell you. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. He said he was going to give us an opportunity to really just...
Dr. Singleton?
Yes.
Okay, Evangelist Adrian, her line is open, but it seemed like she dropped off. You said
where
you wanted
he can
them.
Be touched. He's not one of those people that walk around with all of these airs. You know, this man is educated in the word. He's educated in the spirit, and he's just down to earth. He's had the schooling. He can get on the platform with the best of them. I'm telling you, I call him the alphabet man. I say it as a joke because he's been in school for over 20-some-odd years. He's a Bible instructor. He teaches this word, and I tell you, he doesn't also just have book knowledge. The word is in him because the Bible says it'll be as rivers of water. And that's what the Lord put in us. And as he was sitting there, as when he was going forth and teaching that about these Psalms, I'm going to give my praise, and then I'm going to let you all come on and give a praise and give a blessing to the Lord. But, you know, even before we dismissed on yesterday, I call it a blessing because I was concerned about a cousin of mine, and I didn't have a number on her. And I tell you, before the broadcast, before the closing song played, I saw a private number come through my phone. And lo and behold, that was the cousin that I hadn't heard from in almost a year, and she lives in Sacramento. And I was like, Lord, so I count that a blessing. I count that a privilege and an honor that God would allow her to call at a time as that on yesterday. So I'm just going to give my praise right now, and I'm going to take my praise from Psalm 145 to 150, just the first verse. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. 146 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. 147 says, praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. 148 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Verse 1 of Psalm 149 said, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Hey, anybody got a new song they feel like singing after this two-day seminar? It says, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Then Psalm 150 tops it all off. Ah, Hallelujah. David said, I'm going to praise ye the Lord. I'm going to praise God in his sanctuary. I'm going to praise him in the firmament of his power. I'm going to praise him for his mighty acts. I'm going to praise him according to his excellent greatness. I'm going to praise him with the sound of the trumpet. I'm going to praise him with the psaltery and the harp. I'm going to praise him with the timbrel and dance. I'm going to praise him with string instruments and organs. I'm going to praise him upon the loud cymbal. I'm going to praise him upon the high-sounded cymbal. Let everything that had breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. And as I go back to Psalms 103, it says, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me is going to bless his holy name. We're talking about I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. They kicked Sister Ruby off as the host, and I thank God I was able to get on through my phone line. Hallelujah. So the lines are going to be open. Hey, glory to God. And Dr. Singleton, we just, oh, God, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise God enough for you. You've been a blessing in my life. You've been a mentor. You've been a friend. You've been a counselor. You've been somebody that I have been able to turn to, even in my darkest hours. Hallelujah. The Lord had you here for me, and I tell you, and also for this ministry. So we just give you praise today for doing what God has put in your heart to do. We thank you for always thinking about New Destiny Ministries. We thank you for always thinking about the saints of the Most High God. We just thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love that you have for the saints of God. Amen, amen. And we're just so happy to have another cousin with us today, Minister Aaron Singleton. We just, I tell you, God is just doing something. Hallelujah. When you begin to bless the Lord, he'll start doing something for you. Sister Tammy, Sister Albert T. We're just so happy to see Sister T back on the line. I've seen Evangelist Doris on the line. Minister Kilman all the way from Denver, Colorado, with Highway and Hedges Ministries. Oh, I tell you, I thank God for you women and men of God. It's a blessing when you can love like the Bible says. It's a blessing when you can praise God and not have nothing lingering in your heart. Hallelujah. It's a blessing when you can praise God with the freedom, hallelujah, of your lips. So I bless him today. But I'm going to open up the lines right now. Hey, glory to God. And I'm going to turn to Minister Aaron, and we're going to let him just praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord today. Hey, glory to God. I bless the Lord. Dr. Singleton, you have taught this word. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. The lines are trying to open. All right, here we go, Aaron. It's opening, it's opening. Then we're going to go to Sister T. We've been praying for you, Sister T. Hallelujah. Line is open, Aaron. God bless you. Aaron? Wait a minute, wait a minute. We ain't through yet. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby?
Yeah, I'll try to open it.
Okay, can you try to open the line? Thank you, Lord God. They still have you on as the host, Sister Ruby, so things are working. Hey, glory to the enemy. You know the devil didn't want this two-day seminar to go forth.
I know
faithful.
That.
We thank God for faithful, too. She did a beautiful flyer with Dr. Singleton on it, and we were trying to get it ready to promote yesterday. And do you know she had all kind of problems with her computer? But that's all right. God. See, when you begin to praise God, hallelujah, Dr. Singleton already said, when you begin to praise God, God go before you. He go before you and prepare a way. He go before you and prepare the table. Oh, I tell you, you can't praise God and he don't bless you. Sister Ruby?
Minister Aaron.
Are they open?
You know, it opened and then it closed out.
It's opening and it's closing.
Yeah,
all right,
let me see
Sister Albertine, Sister T, Minister Aaron, let me try again. All right, Sister Ruby, they have you on the, twice on the switchboard. Okay.
Who is this, Sister Albertine?
That's Aaron's line. It's open. Come on, Minister
Aaron. Hello?
Hello? Hello? God bless you.
Y'all hear
Hello?
Me? Hello?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate. I mean, I really enjoyed that message. My Dr. Singleton had and preached and sung in. You got to praise God and all that. And I thank him. The song came across my mind was "Thank You, Lord." That song. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord. That's a very powerful song because you do got to sing them in your problems that you're going through day by day. The enemy don't want you, and the devil just want to mess up everything, the situation, what's going on and all that, because the Lord is really blessing you, Adrian. Oh, my God, in the ministry that you're doing, reaching all types of nationalities around the United States. That's just a blessing by itself because you don't know who's going through. You don't know what the situation is that they're going through, but God is working miracles out. He is doing a miracle. He's doing powerful miracles right now, opening people, understanding people that's going through a lot of situations. That's just a blessing. And I enjoy myself. You know, I never thought that God bless us the right timing like this. You ain't seen nothing else, Minister. Adrian and my cousin Dr. Singleton. Oh my God, that's so powerful and anointing. I mean, I really enjoying myself because you have to praise. You got to lift God up. You got to lift him up whenever you're going through something. Just even when you're not going, just praising his name, wishing him who he is. It's just an honor. It's an honor to praise him. You just don't understand how good it is. I don't care. I mean, I wasn't even supposed to be here. I'm not going to even speak on my situation. I wasn't even supposed to be. God is so good and mercy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And the enemy trying to mess. See what the devil be trying to do for evil. That's letting you know for y'all to get those flyers yesterday to get them done with all y'all had to do. And the enemy trying to stop. Something is about to happen. Anytime you got people coming on this line that you ain't never heard, and God bringing all kind of nationalities to get on this line. Oh, my God. God to do it. That's incredible. Reach out ministry all over the world. God is dealing with holiness. God letting the truth, holiness people come on this line that have been going through a lot of situations what they done been through. And God is doing a miracle right now. He's doing a new miracle right now.
Opening doors for people.
And you ain't seen nothing, evangelist, minister, Adrian. God is going to bring, and before I let y'all go, but God is going to bring multi-millionaire people on this line that we God is about to do some things, and people are going to be sowing into your business, sowing into this ministry like crazy. I can see people just sowing into this ministry. I don't look at myself as a prop. I look at myself as a true man of God because I don't want to be a prop. I want to be a true man of God. Too many false prophets on there. I want to be a true man of God. God's going to bring some people on this line that's going to bless you. Bless this ministry. God, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Kingdom for the
right
kingdom.
It's for the kingdom. You ain't seen nothing yet. It's about, some things is about to happen right now. God ain't trying to wait to know this. So for a few days, he's sitting to do it now. Because folks are sowing to bad seed. They want to sow into good seed.
Good ground.
God's mercy. It's a blessing. I love singing. That message you just brought to me. Lord. And I'm glad I'm on here. I got some other people trying to come on here too. Gonna be on your line. I'm telling people about it.
I knew you would do that, Aaron. I tell you, this is my cousin out of Lansing, Michigan, and he is just so sweet. He's one of the sweetest men you ever want to meet. Just have a love for God's people, and he don't discriminate. You know, God don't have no respect of person. So we just thank you for Aaron for speaking for us last week and then coming on the line and listening to Winnie teach these 2 days of I will bless the Lord at all times. It's just been a blessing, a blessing. So we want you to tune in. Don't be no stranger. You hooked in now. When you hook in with this ministry, you hooked in. We just don't forget about you and kick you to the curb. No, we are family like Pastor Hamilton. He comes on every Friday. You got to meet him also. And he said, good evening, family. And he calls us his family. We are family, and I just praise God for that. So we're going to Sister T. Sister T, we've been praying for you, and I thank God you're going to have to give me a backup number on you because we've been praying for you, and we miss you. I know you lost your phone and what have you, but we're glad to see you back on the line, and I know you got your phone back. You got another phone at least. So God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you, too. I appreciate all you guys' prayers, and I love and miss you guys as well. And thank God for that word that came on today. Praise is something that I love to do. I love to praise the name of the Lord. It's not just now after he finished ministering to us, the Psalm 27:4, and he says, one thing that I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. I just thank God for this ministry. And I thank God that even when I'm going through, God always gave me a voice that I can sing praises unto him no matter what's going on around me.
Come on, come on.
I just thank God, and all I can think of singing is something that I always sing is because truly it is my testimony.
Hallelujah.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Watch out, we in concert today.
Falling in love.
Oh, I love that.
Jesus.
Sing it, Sister T.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Falling in love with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. You can keep on singing that, baby. That song, you want to fall in love with Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Winnie was singing about Mary Jane, baby. But guess what? We better sing about Jesus Christ falling in love with Jesus. I love that. Amen, amen. Who else is on, Sister Ruby?
Oh, who else? Oh. Sister Albertine, let me hit her line. She just on. Let's see, can I get her?
I saw Sister Cammy. God bless you.
Sister Albertine. Sister Albertine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. Praise the Lord. Your line is open.
Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. My call had dropped for a second. This morning when I woke up, my spirit was just really just singing and just crying out for the Lord. And I turned the TV on, and I heard these people giving their testimony. And I said, well, Lord, I fast, I pray. If you did it for them, I know you can do it for me. So I began to pray. And the Lord told me, he said, rededicate your life to me and praise. I just want you to pray for me and rededicate your life. I rededicated my life to the Lord, and I gave him everything.
Mm.
I gave him my children. I gave him my life. I gave him
glory.
And he told me, don't worry, just fear not, because he has me.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I felt the Spirit of the Lord move on me like never before. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, let me go into your presence. Just bring me into your presence.
Thank you.
And the Lord brought me into his presence, and he told me that he loved me. And that everything is going to be okay. And I never felt like this before.
Thank you.
And when you speak of praise, it's not just from your mouth. You have to praise the Lord. You have to praise the Lord with your whole heart and with your spirit. And you have to come to him sincerely and wholeheartedly. And he will hear your praise. He will hear you.
Yeah.
And he heard me today. And he told me, he said, rededicate your life. Give me everything. Give me everything you've been praying for, everything you've been asking me for. Just give it to me. Just let me handle it. I don't need your help. And I gave it to the Lord. And when I tell you, it felt like a weight just was relieved. Nothing bothered me. No, nothing no one could say to me bothered me. I tuned it out. It was nothing no one can say or do. Told me this is where he's been trying to get me to do is just praise him. Stop asking him for material things, but go out and be a soldier for him. Go out and praise him. Go out and do his work. And I said, Lord, lead me. Whatever you want me to do, however you want me to do it, I dedicate my life to you. And that's it. That's my testimony.
You did the greatest thing that anybody can do is rededicate their life. She said, I rededicated not only my life, but my family, like my sons. I rededicated my family back to the Lord. God is going to bless you, sister Elvis. He's blessing you right now. Hallelujah.
That's right.
When you open up your mouth, he has to praise that. Dr. Singleton told us to come back today. He said, come back today and bless the Lord. Come back today. So you know what? That's one of the greatest things I've heard today. Did you all hear what she said? She rededicated her life, Dr. Singleton. She rededicated. When you that word re means you're doing it again. You're doing it all. So she said, Lord, I didn't give you my all previously. But this time, God, I'm sold out. I'm giving it all to you. I'm going to give you my children. I'm going to give you my life. I'm reminded of the song that William McDowell said, I give myself away. God, I bless you. I felt something. Oh, God. I told you all yesterday, I heard what the Spirit spoke to me when Dr. Singleton was teaching yesterday. He said, turn around for Dr. Singleton. And as he blessed Dr. Singleton, he's gonna keep on turning around for everyone else. And not just for my people that come on the line. These are God's people. God said, all souls are mine. He said, I reign on the just as well as the unjust. Let me stop. Hallelujah. So let's turn around. The those that make a commitment, to God honors commitment. God honors loyalty. God honors faithfulness. He honors commitment. And this girl, this woman said, I'm rededicating my life. Oh, God, I feel Jesus. Oh, Lord, if I had an altar right now, I would just lay down and wait. But when it said, Dr. Singleton said, we need to start stoning and cussing in our home. We need to start saying some songs of God. We need to start saying some songs of worship and praise while we're in our home. Get ready for the turnaround. Because God said in the last days I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Oh, God. Who else on the line, Sister Ruby? I've got to stop. Oh, Dr. Singleton, you done did something these 2 days.
God is moving.
God bless.
If nothing else has been done, family have rededicated their lives back to the Lord. God reward us for our faithfulness. Sister Albertine and Tammy, they've been coming on this line faithfully. Sister T. Sister Patrice, I pray for her. She ain't got back on the line. I want y'all to pray for her. The devil is going to and fro seeking whom he may devour. We ain't going to see but a stranger every now and then. Recommit their lives. Rededicate their lives to the Lord. Oh, Dr. Singleton, heaven is rejoicing. To this family, heaven is rejoicing. Hallelujah. Because this family has decided to bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Sister Cammie.
Hey.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. How you doing?
Ask yourself,
I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful. Boy, it's like almost overwhelming. It's hard to speak. Sister Bernard, I hear you praising God. It feels so good. I can feel your presence. And I always enjoy Pastor Fink, and I always enjoy his word. And today's last 2 days has been amazing. God has been doing some great things. He's been doing some turnaround as he promised. And we stay faithful on this. And I was like, oh, God, I sometimes forget. And I was like, you know what? I felt like when I was broken down, I was going through it. I was on here every single day seeking something. So I was like, just because God is turning around, I don't want to be like, okay, I just wait till tomorrow. I want to make sure I have that same dedication I had when I was going through it. So I'm just grateful. So grateful for everything that's going on and what God is doing. And I'm thankful to Sister Bernard. And as I said yesterday, as God continued to bless me, I didn't even have a lot of money to come to the bank. I just said, you know what? As soon as God sent me orders, I try to spend out as quickly as it comes, because she's done so much for me without knowing for these last few months. I mean, she's really, really done a turnaround and helped me turn around my life these last few months. So I'm grateful to you, and I say thank you again for the word, and God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
God be the glory. God be the glory. You all have been so faithful to this broadcast, so faithful to listening to the word, even if you don't come on but for a few minutes. Sister T, I'm looking for God to bless you too. Hallelujah. Don't worry about your finances. Don't worry about the technical things. Just give God, continue to give God your all. And God said he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings. Hallelujah. Even on yesterday, I thought about that thing. I said, Lord, I mean, sometimes you're late getting your registration and everything. Hallelujah. But the Lord worked it out where I was able to get this call, get the registration. Look at God. Didn't have to worry about waiting until the due date, waiting until they penalize you. The Lord opened that door. It was able to get those things 3 weeks in advance. And I said, God, it might not need help. God helps. Oh, but it means something to me. Because I'm seeing God working it out. You can't give God. You can't give God your time. You can't give to God's people. You can't give in the kingdom of God. You can't sow seeds on good ground like Aaron said. And God won't vote. God going to multiply that seed. He said, I'll multiply it. Hallelujah. If he gives 10, hallelujah, I'll multiply it. 10 times 10 becomes 100. We got to get 100 with God. And that's what we got to give him. We got to give him our all. No matter what we're going through, as Dr. Singleton have taught these 2 days. Oh, Dr. Singleton, we love you. Hallelujah. We love you. We love the God in you. That's what we appreciate the most. Because you have a love for God. And you can't love God and miss truth. And abuse God's people. Thank you. Thank God for Sister Ruby just being a blessing to this ministry. I don't know if anybody else on the line. I see my sister Dawn. She may have dropped off, but I'm going to let Sister Ruby give her remarks, and we're going to give it back into the speaker of the hour.
seminar teacher and preacher and professor, Dr. Winston Singleton, after Sister Ruby.
Oh God.
Jesus. This one is about blessing the Lord. Blessing the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Sister Ruby.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Can you hear me? Dr. Singleton, for the 2 days seminar, it wasn't nobody but the Spirit of the Lord anointed you and gave you these words for this part of the family up here in North Stockton. So we decided, I'm going to read 105 from verse 1 to 5. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his among the people. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek him. You know what? I think let me shut him a minute, okay? Then I can come back to chat. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Now the noise is gone. Thank the Lord. I think I'll start over just a few minutes. Ain't going to be but a minute. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Psalms 105. I'm reading out the King James Version, verse 1 through 4. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous work. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice and seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, his face evermore. Remember his marvelous work that he has done, his wonders and his judgment of his mouth. Praise the Lord for the reading of his holy word. I just thank Jesus Christ for and the Lord allowing him to come and bring that anointed, pathetic word to us. I thought about, for me, as I went back and you know, over your life, you can see. But the most important thing that came as you gave us the lesson last night was that, Lord, I thank you noticing the little things. You know, everything he does it for us. You know, when we're obedient and we're trying to live this life to please. So I say, Lord, I thank you. And you know what was so important, Dr. Singleton, to me was that I'm an outreach person. I witnessed for 18, 19 years on them sidewalks. Since I haven't been in the congregation, I never thought the Lord would open up my home, bring forth this broadcast. I said, and I'm on. I thank you, Lord, I thank you not only for the United States, but all over the world, this Block Talk Radio go. And you not only blessed me to host it and meet Evangel Bernard to be taught how to do this broadcast, because I was sort of nervous, but I know when you're in Jesus, it's not the wrong. But I say, you blessing each and every soul that you send here to be a witness for you off of this talk radio. I said, Lord, I thank you, because you know I couldn't get out there in them streets. And I said, Lord, I miss witnessing to your people. You know, I'm a warrior. I'm out there on them sidewalks in any kind of house to go. I'm going to speak with Jesus. But I thank him for being so mindful of his people. Not only me, he blesses each and every one of us when y'all come on and y'all give a testimony. You don't know who the Lord is sending that word, because he said his word shall come. It shall accomplish what it set out to do. So I praise him, and I say, Lord, I thank you for this little bit of thing that you've done for me. I look at the little thing. I had this air on for over a month, and I was telling the evangelist, I'm going to cut it off because I'd be done passed out. But you know what? My bill came the same as it was last month. I said, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. God is him the glory. I give him the praise, and I thank him for you, Dr. Singleton, for your heart to be pure, for your heart to be right, for you to love God's people, to have that word in your study, and allow the Lord to minister and anoint you. God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Singleton. We just love you. We wish you could come on every day. The Lord allows you. We never get tired of you. I tell you, God has just given you such a gift. Such a gift. Such a love for people. It's just amazing. It really is amazing. So we just thank you for giving us these 2 days of your time. We know you could have been doing other things, but we just thank God for the love that God has put in your spirit. So we're going to give it back to you, and you can close us out. And we close out with I give myself away. I thank God for Sister Albertine. These 2 days, that was just a blessing. That was a blessing.
Hallelujah.
To you, Dr. Singleton, we're going to let you go.
Thank you very much. I'm going to tell you, we had church, and I love the fact that when we become one accord, when we think on the same things, on the heavenly things, God will come in and step in. I'm excited. You didn't hear me, but I had to go in the room and cry. I told the Lord, I said, I don't understand what's going on here. Because for God to miraculously touch people like that, all of a sudden he starts praising them, and the Lord to tell them, I got your back, I got you, don't worry about that. I'm like, wow. Because it takes my mind back to the men of old where they prayed unto the Lord, Elijah and Moses and all these great men, Joshua. And God began to speak to them like that. He said, you know, didn't I say I was with you? Don't be courageous. You know, don't go to the left, don't go to the right. And so when the sister began to talk about how he talked back to her by praying, I said, wow, it touched my heart. I had never experienced anything like that. I experienced many things, but not quite like that. But I thank God. And I thank God for everyone that's a part of this ministry. This is a powerful ministry. And one thing I love about Evangelist Adrian, her and I didn't just get started with this. Her and I worked together down through the years.
Yes.
Particularly part of the California Western State Council, the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith. The Lord used us both in a mighty way to touch people's lives. But when she and her and myself, when we went into other vineyards, she told me that the Lord spoke to her and told her to start this ministry and that she would come in contact with people she did not know.
Yes.
Everyone that's on this broadcast, at one time she didn't know you, but the
that's
Lord
right.
brought her into knowing you. So we're family. All of us are family, either directly or indirectly. So I want to thank God and continue to pray for me, that God will use me, that I can be a tool for the body of Christ. And I'll be praying for all of you that are listening, that God gives you the desires of your heart, because Jesus is coming. But I believe before he comes, whatever he has for you, you're going to get it. Just praise him. If you want it, riches, whatever, he will give it to us, whatever we need. But then it has to be according to his will. So let's start preparing our hearts that he give us the prosperity that we can still have the attitude of gratitude mentality, that when he gives us the blessings that we ask for, he won't have to take it away from us because we reneged on him. And I think he's trying to prepare us to receive our blessing. But a lot of times the Bible said he that exalt himself will be humbled, but he that humbled himself will be exalted. Then he went on to say, if you humble yourself before the mighty hands of God, he will exalt you in due season or due time. So at this time, thank you, everyone, for everything, and I'm going to say a prayer before we end. Father God, we thank you for these wonderful 2 days.
Yes,
you have
God.
Us through your word, through the testimony of others, through the host,
thank
to the
you,
co-host
Jesus.
Of this wonderful program. And this, thank you for Lord God, Minister Aaron Singleton. We thank you, Lord, for all those that came forth to give
yes,
glory to God. We thank you for what you're going to do for the hip-hop world. We thank you, Lord, because you're trying to bring all of us together. You said, Lord, when you come back, you shall find faith working. You're trying to build up our
faith.
When we return, we can be able, Lord God, to show forth the praise. Father, we ask you, Lord, to bless the sister that was giving her life over to the Lord. Show her. Give her the confirmation. Continue to give her what she asked for, Lord. Bless her family and all the desires of her heart. And those that listeners are out there, Lord, give them the stick-to-itiveness. Give them the stamina. Give them the willingness and the do to go through the pain and the suffering. He said, Lord, if we suffer with you, we'll reign with you, Father. We thank you for everyone that's blessing, that you're going to bless them, that they can bless others. We thank you
for abundantly giving them the ability and the agility and the motivation to stimulate them and actually to the consequences concerning your will. Father, we thank you and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Singleton. We pray God's blessings upon you. And before you get off this line, we just want to say a word of prayer for you. Lord God, we thank you for this wonderful man of God. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to order his steps, Lord. For you say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless his wife, God. Oh, God, and he has some petitions. He has some requests, God, that he's already put before you, God. He's human just like we are. And he has questions sometimes. And he doesn't understand sometimes, God. Oh, but Lord, I'm asking you to continue to build him up, God. I'm continuing to ask you to give him engagements, bless him as he puts his books out into the public. Hallelujah. Books that have been inspired by you to write, where he can be a blessing to the kingdom of God, to the people of God, God. Bless him as he continues to speak. Hallelujah. Your will for his life, God. For you ain't through with him yet. Sometimes he gets a little discouraged. Sometimes he feels like things ain't going the way he would like them to go. Oh, but God, you have a destiny for him. And you told him, that preparation, hallelujah, opportunity, and equal destiny. You have already prepared Dr. Singleton, God. Oh, God, everything that is in his heart to do for the kingdom. Oh, God, let it be manifested in this season, God. Where the enemies be dumbfounded, and they'll wonder, what kind of man is this? He didn't go through all of that schooling. He didn't get master's degrees in theology. Hallelujah, bachelor's in, hallelujah, and all of these different degrees he have got in religious studies, God, for it to just sit on the shelf, open up doors for him, give him so many speaking engagements, God, that he has to turn some down, God. Oh, if anybody can do it, we know you can, God. He's been faithful to his father's ministry, faithful in the church, faithful to the people of God. Now, God, open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain on him. Let it rain, hallelujah, until you have to get him a raincoat, a special raincoat, because God's haven't seen and he has haven't heard what you have prepared for this young man. God is going to bless you, Dr. Singleton. Hallelujah. Don't you worry about those that's being elevated. Don't you worry about those that they put before you. Hallelujah, because God said, be not weary in well-doing, for you're going to reap if you faint not. You're still in the race. Some of them are paying for the grease, but you got yours the hard way. Hallelujah. It's a hard way. You got yours the hard way. You went to school to get your doctors. Didn't have to buy it from man. Hallelujah. God gave you the wisdom. God gave you the knowledge. He gave you the strength to endure for over 20-some-odd years in school. And you got your engineer's degree. And I know you wonder sometimes, Lord, I want to be working full-time, but God going to mount you up where you're going to have full-time ministry. You'll be able to open up that school that you desire. Hey, you'll be able to give God full-time ministry. Hey, God is going to reward you. Hallelujah, because he said a faithful man. Hey, he said a faithful man in Proverbs. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. I decree and I declare that you have been faithful in that scripture. Hallelujah. It's going to cause you to be elevated, but it's going to cause you to rise up and be what God has called you to be. You are blessed, saying. You're going to be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. You're going to be blessed when you go and blessed when you come. I declare and I decree today in everybody on this line, I want you to stand in agreement with everything that I have declared and decreed today for this man of God that is going to happen in this season. I won't be any season six, but it's going to happen in this season. Hey, glory to God. And the Lord has spoken, and I won't take it back. Oh, God, I heard a minister say God will blow up a bank just for you. Hallelujah, God will kill a king. Hallelujah, that you might live. Oh, God, I bless you today. Thank you for Dr. Singleton. Thank you for the sacrifices that he's made. In Jesus' mighty name, we give ourselves away today. Give myself away. Sister Ruby, God bless you all. We'll be back on the line tomorrow. I don't know who's going to be speaking, but guess what? The Holy Ghost going to show up. Just know the Holy Ghost is going to show up. And everything that you have need of, God is going to turn it around. Hallelujah. He's opening up the front gates of heaven. I see him open. I see the chains falling. I see the waves coming. Bless your name today, Lord. We give you praise for what you're doing. We love you. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We give ourselves away to you today. Thank you, Dr. Singleton. We love you. In Jesus' name.
Give myself away.
Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus.
I give myself away.
Give myself away.
So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can, come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Give myself away.
myself, I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you.
Want to repeat that as our prayer tonight? My life is not my own.
Give myself away. So you can use me. I give.